All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Ainge Shachlach from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today on January 9th, 2025. We have in the house with us our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Welcome Hello. To the program.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. And we have an awesome subject coming up today, and it's going to be on New Year's resolution. So stay tuned for that. We also have some very special music that I've picked throughout that we had a good list of songs throughout the year, and I picked them. We have some Slow Mosa, Wet Cactus, we have U2, we have some Somali Yacht Club and some Geezer. And Slamosa is from Norway. Wet Cactus is from Spain. Somali Yacht Club is from Ukraine. So, and Geezer is from down the States.
Mm-hmm.
So really good stuff. So we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, Germany, Spain, Switzerland, Sweden,
Antarctica,
Egypt, Africa, Ukraine, Russia, Philippines, China, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, South America, North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and making this world a better, special place. We have coming up with us, we're going to hopefully get a hold of our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples. Of course, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, in the house with us. And we also have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Goishkina, BC, coming into us, and he'll be coming in from Kamloops, BC this time. So we're going to start off our program with some very energetic music from Slow Mosa and their song called Scavengers, and this is one of my favorites, so we're going to listen to that. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right. Yeah, that was awesome, man. Yeah. That was Slamosa. That was their song called Scavengers. So, man, that's a good way to get going.
Get your blood going, your heart beating, and your toes tapping.
Yeah, for
and if
sure.
If that doesn't work, we can also talk about the deep breaths. That'll get your blood going, too.
Yeah, for sure. That's coming up right now. We weren't able to get our brother Wegedesk, so we're going to start out today on our own, and we're going to do what he always teaches us and usually brings us through. We're going to take three deep breaths. We're going to imagine inhaling all the goodness and positivity in the world. And as we exhale, we're going to imagine letting go all the negativity that builds up in our systems, and we're going to get rid of it and just blow it all away out into the universe towards the sun to be all burned up. So on 3, 2, 1. Just like snoring. Last one. Don't fall asleep.
It's like laughter breathing. Laughter yoga, laughter breathing.
Oh man, that's awesome. Always great to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us started, get us all ramped up and fired up for an awesome subject, which our subject today is on New Year's resolutions. So
that oxygen's a gift every time we breathe in.
Yeah, for sure. A good celebration of life. So let's get this started, and we'll start with you, President of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Yeah.
What do you have on New Year's
resolutions? On the resolutions, I'm continuing with some habits of health and wellness, So that includes like nourishing food and balance, and then also exercise. So I'm doing that, and I'm working at getting my water levels up because you know those are fundamentals, right? Mm. So I think from all of that. Good sleep, all of that, all good flows from there because then I'm able to better serve myself and others. So, and I know some people with resolutions, like it's something where people go, they're gone after 3 days because it's true. Yeah. But I think the thing is it, you know, at the end of the year, it's good to look back at the year and sort of what the highlights were and where the struggles were and then bring forward what we'd like to see the next year bring and offer. So I think it's a valuable exercise, and I think consistency is the big thing. So if we fall off the wagon with whatever we're doing, a goal, we can always climb back on, and there's another moment the next minute. So just trust, sort of be committed to the process too, right? So what about you?
Well, for me, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking back to our last subject, which was on gifts and stuff.
Yes.
And I was particularly thinking about the one that I learned from Counselor Fari, which was, you know, just treating every day like it's Christmas.
And, that's a and beautiful.
And it kind of reminded me of not that I'm going to look at it every day as Christmas, but every day is like celebration.
Remembering that.
Yeah.
Right?
And just sticking to the, like you were saying, the basics of just like enjoying life, enjoying those deep breaths and getting those memories back to open up DMT flow that we all have. We all have that. And so I want to be more productive in that way of, you know, feeling that DMT and those memories that release them all, and just focusing on trying to achieve that every day. And we can all do that. It's just a matter of getting, repeating those stories of that help us remember those DMT moments.
Yeah.
And it brings peace, it brings tranquility, it brings positivity.
Yeah.
It brings like human growth.
It's a really powerful practice, I think, what you're talking about, because our minds naturally are naturally inclined to go towards what we need to defend against or protect against. And that side of things, as opposed to also this other piece, which is this every day and every hour and every minute, is a super powerful gift. Mm. And we can only recognize the gift if we open our eyes in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. And I love that the part that you're talking about, where you didn't use the word practice, but in a way it's about remembering
mm-hmm.
to kind of pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And that would be another really great wellness practice, too.
Yeah. It's. I also want to remember to play some of the podcasts. I used to do it all the time, but I haven't been doing it as much.
Yeah.
And I want to get back to some of them, especially the ones with Counselor Fari in them. And she always had some really good, magical, positive subjects that she would bring up, and really benefit to humankind and to anyone that listens to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that positivity that we can all generate and share with each other, we just got to remind ourselves and continue to do it all.
Yeah.
So
it can really provide a super powerful fuel for all, you know, rough, bumpy periods too, mm-hmm. is to have some of that anchored in us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. Yeah, it would be great to hear more of those clips too.
Lovely. Yeah, so we're gonna continue on. We'll talk some more about it, and we're going to get on with the show. And this time we're gonna play some Wet Cactus. They're from Spain. And their song is called The Road. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Woo!
Ooh.
That was quite a ride.
Yeah, that takes you out into space, that kind of music, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about it. And I really enjoy that for my startups, too, like in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll plug that in and just like fills me with energy and positivity.
Gets you going for the day.
Yeah, yeah. So I do believe we have... coming up next, we'll be able to get on with our brother and we'll see if we can get a hold of him and see if he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is too. So
we'll see.
Yeah.
Hello, we're on the air.
Brother, how's it going, man? Happy New Year.
Awesome. Very good. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling. Sorry I was busy earlier, but I'm glad we're connecting now.
Excellent,
brother. We have our subject today, but if you want to bring us through some more deep breaths, that's okay too.
Oh yeah, let's go. I can't turn down an opportunity to do some deep breathing with my Eagle Nation family.
Oh,
let's
beautiful.
Get our body ready with some relaxed belly, relaxed shoulders, our jaw, our fingers, our toes, real deep, deep relax. And as we breathe in through the nose, we're bringing in all the love and freedom of the air. And on the exhale, just let it all go. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And a nice exhale. Yeah, two more of those. Thank you, God. Thank you. And one more. Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Ooh, man. Always great to get that oxygen into our systems, man.
I love that. This is totally free.
Thank you so much, Wegedesk. It's always special once you bring us through those deep breaths. Your energy and your power is so beautiful and wonderful. And today we have our subject today, and it's on New Year's resolution, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, brother, what a great time the New Year is coming around, giving us another opportunity to take stock of our progresses in life. And I gotta say, for me, my New Year's resolution this year is to be more present and to have more faith and more trust. A big topic that keeps coming up in my life is trust, and how trust is the currency of heaven. And I think we all experience doubt and instability and turbulence in our life. We don't know what the future holds for us, except when we choose to have faith and believe that our angels are looking after us, that this universe rewards us for the good works that we do. And I know that you, Chief, and everybody in the studio and our listeners, we are all about being good people and providing amazing services for the world that we live in. So I know, and I'm increasing my trust that this year is going to be the best year yet. And all we've got to do is stay in tune with that. Keep our emotions and our thoughts and all of our being in harmony with that trust. And so that's what my New Year's resolution is, bro.
That's so awesome, man. So amazing. I was thinking about this just recently because sometimes I get to go home and spend some time with family and stuff. And a lot of my family is very spiritual, and they do prayers and all that kind of stuff. And these are all abstract thoughts and thinking and everything, but they work. You know, it's unexplainable, but they work. And that's the beauty of the world and the amazingness of life. There's some things that are unexplainable.
Probably most things we just think we know, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I really love your enthusiasm, your power, your positivity. It's always amazing, and it's just a really blessing that we get to connect here on the radio and share with the rest of the world and just make a difference in this world. And, you know, you're very special, and it's just so amazing that you're able to make it on and share what's going on in your life and, you know, the things that got you to the levels of being a high diving champion and being able to do the hard work that you do for, you know, all the children out there that might be in danger. So we really thank you for, you know, getting on and sharing with us and being a blessing to us. So thank you so much.
Thank you for those beautiful, kind words, brother. I appreciate the acknowledgement. And it takes one to know one.
Uh-huh.
That's why we all get together every Thursday. You know, yeah. We get together and all of our brightness increases and we shout it out to the world and the universe.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being amazing too, brother and sister Celia. You guys are awesome. Lots of love to you all.
Yes.
And please keep the deep breaths going.
Absolutely. Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, brother. We can't wait to hear from you again very soon. Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend.
That's right. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk. Always so amazing to get him on here and share with us and, you know, get that energy flowing and just recharge us, man.
Mm-hmm.
It just... a beautiful, wonderful thing. So, yeah, I guess we better continue on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Woo!
Yeah,
little scream at the end
there. We're back, yeah. Yeah, that was a little bit of promotion on Scream Therapy, which I do practice.
Yeah.
And I recommend it. Anyways, we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to be getting a hold of my brother, Shkwait Shakhlech, from Gwaishkna, BC,